Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to our Word of the Week series here at Burden and Blessing. Over the last few weeks, we have been taking up a variety of different words or descriptions of people both in the Old and the New Testament. We've considered terms like rabbi, priest, prophet, apostle, and evangelist. Today we're taking up the last of those terms with the word Christian. The word Christian is one that is very popular in our world today. You might define the word Christian as one who is a follower of Jesus Christ, or one who is a believer in Jesus Christ. The word Christian derives its meaning from the Greek word Christ, which was the equivalent of the Hebrew word Messiah, what the Jews were waiting for. They knew that there would be this one that God would send who he would raise up in order to deliver the Jewish people and all people from their sins. Well, the word Christian is a word that describes those who believed in that promise of God in the Old Testament. And specifically, they believed that God fulfilled that promise of sending the Christ or the Messiah in the person of Jesus Christ. The word Christian only occurs three times in the whole New Testament. The first time that it's used is found in Acts chapter 11, verse 26, the very first time that a group of people were called Christians in the early New Testament church. Following the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus, the group of believers that were there in Jerusalem scattered out, and one of the main centers of Christianity was in the city of Antioch in Syria, just north of Jerusalem. We're told that it was there that a group of people gathered together and they were preaching the Lord Jesus. And it was here in Antioch that people were first called Christians. Well, what made these people Christians? It wasn't just that they had a belief in the promised Messiah, but rather it was the fact that they knew that Jesus of Nazareth was the fulfillment of those Old Testament prophecies. They preached the Lord Jesus. It was a group of people who were waiting for the promised Messiah, but they understood and saw that in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, that promise had been fulfilled. Through the miracles that Jesus performed in raising the dead, healing the sick, walking on water, calming the storm, and also in the authoritative teaching that Jesus did to the people, they understood that Jesus was the promised Messiah, the promised Christ. And they were eager, willing to be known by that name, being called Christians. Later on, the Lord raises up Saul. He was known as Paul, as one of the great missionaries to the church. After his three missionary journeys, the Apostle Paul was arrested and taken into custody for trial. In Acts chapter 26, the Apostle Paul stands before King Agrippa in order to bear witness and give testimony of his faith. He goes through all of the Old Testament prophecies and points out how the Old Testament prophets foretold that the Christ, the Messiah, would have to suffer. He shows how Jesus fulfilled those promises through his suffering, through his ministry, but also points to Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Yes, the Christ, the Messiah, had to suffer. Jesus did suffer in our place, but he also rose from the dead. He points to all of these things in order to show how Jesus fulfilled all of those Old Testament prophecies. Jesus was the Christ, and so he almost persuades King Agrippa to become a Christian. Even there, at this point in early church history, there were those who confessed that Jesus was the Christ who were being called Christians. That term has stuck even to this very day. Those who are followers of Jesus, those who believe that Jesus died and rose again, those who confess that Jesus was the fulfillment of all of those prophecies of the Old Testament, who came as our Savior from sin and from death, we are called Christians still today. It's more than just a name. It's a confession. It's a way of life. It's a declaration to the world around us. As Christians, we believe that Jesus is our Savior, that He has called us also to take up our crosses and to follow Him. And we look ahead to that day when our Savior will come again to deliver us from this world of sin and to be with Him in eternity.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.